North Carolina public schools have received two sets of instructions regarding transgender students. A new state law says those students must use the bathroom of the gender on their birth certificate, while recent guidance from the federal government says schools must allow them to use the bathroom of the gender with which they identify. For that reason, North Carolina's school superintendent, June Atkinson, says she's given no direction to schools about that.
The problem is, what guidance will we give them? We know that schools have been dealing with this issue for many years, and to date, it has not been a problem.
What Atkinson says she is doing is reminding districts of the state's school violence prevention laws. Those laws deal with bullying and harassment based on several characteristics, including gender identity.
I am eager for the courts to decide what is constitutional or not constitutional about the laws that have been passed in North Carolina. There are nuances with what is in the guidance and then what is in our state law as it is today. It's emotional, and it is important that we respect each child. And I just think in some cases that it would be, well, in many cases, it would be very difficult for a child who's made the transition to have to go into a restroom for which he or she does, or they do not identify.
Do I hear you saying that the clarity from the courts that you would like to see would be that students would be allowed to use the restroom that corresponds with their gender identity?
I do believe, ultimately, that that is what the courts will say.
And you would favor that?
I favor what is in the best interest of each child that we have in our school district.
That's North Carolina School Superintendent June Atkinson. As for CMS, district leaders said they will, quote, review the guidelines to determine how they may inform efforts to provide inclusive environments for all students.